So, how was the big weekend away?
We had fun.
Oh, you look like you had fun.
A lot of fun. And?
And?
And this morning I realized I forgot to pack my birth control pills.
Oh, sh**.
No, sh**. Oh, sh**. I'm freaking out. But what are the chances, right?
Sometimes even the best plans don't go according to plan. That's why there's emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill, and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, just wait?
I don't know. What would you do?
Think positive.
Not funny.
To learn more or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
You're listening to Tears of the Gods with Edward on WMFO, Medford.
One of the most intimate things I've ever done was breathe with Christine. Sitting on my lap in the darkness, she told me to expel all the air in my lungs. She inhaled deeply, sealed her lips over mine, and filled my chest with her breath. The sound of rushing air filled my ears. As I exhaled, she took my breath into her. Synchronized like that, we could breathe together indefinitely. When most of the oxygen became consumed, Christine would quickly exhale through her nose and take in a fresh supply of air. As I felt her body expand with my breath and then contract to fill me again, I came to believe that we were really only one being whose two halves had finally been rejoined.
Last time I saw Richard was Detroit in 68, and he told me all romantics meet the same fate someday. Cynical and drunk and boring someone in some dark cafe. You laugh, he said, you think you're immune. Go look at your eyes, they're full of moon. You like roses and kisses and pretty men to tell you all. Pretty lies, when you're gonna realize they're only pretty lies, just pretty lies. You put a quarter in the Wurlitzer. Pushed three buttons and the thing began to whir. And a barmaid came by in fishnet stockings and a bow tie. And she said, drink up now, it's getting on time to close. Richard, you haven't really changed, I said. It's just that now you're romanticizing some pain that's in your head. You got tombs in your eyes, but the songs you punched are dreaming. Listen, they sing love so sweet, love so sweet. When you're gonna get yourself back on your feet? Oh, love can be so sweet, love so sweet. Gertrude got married to a figure skater, and he bought her a dishwasher and a coffee percolator, and he drinks at home now most nights with a TV on and all the house lights left up bright. I'm gonna blow this damn candle out. I don't want nobody coming over to my table. I got nothing to talk to anybody about. All good dreamers pass this way someday, hiding behind bottles in dark cafes, dark cafes. Only a dark cocoon before I get my gorgeous wings and fly away. Only a face, these dark cafe days.
FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused.
Christine had a necklace made of large white plastic beads. I told her that I wanted something of hers to keep, to remind me of her when we were apart. She said I could have anything I wanted. I chose the beads. She tried to persuade me to pick something else, but I insisted. Although she gave them to me unconditionally, she later said I had to give them back if I stopped loving her.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love Me Do, I think it was, and from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit and everything's alright. Don't you know? Johnny told his mama, hey mama, I'm going away. I'm gonna hit the big time, gonna be a big star someday, yeah. Mama came to the door with a teardrop in her eye. Johnny said, don't cry, mama, smiled and waved goodbye. Don't you know? Number one. Suddenly everyone loved to hear him sing a song. Watching the world go by, surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, well, I made the big time at last. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? We'll be right back.
this evening on the Tears of the Gods sound collage or on WMFO. In Medford, we are bringing you a theme of stories featuring the progressive Canadian rock band Rush. We began that last set with Johnny Cash and a boy named Sue. And then it was Led Zeppelin with their performance of a traditional song, Gallows Pole, from the third Led Zeppelin album. And then it was a public service message about emergency contraception, followed by an excerpt from my short novel, Dare, Breathing with Christine, overlaid on top of Brian Eno's Under Stars 2 from Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks. And then it was Joni Mitchell with a story song, The Last Time I Saw Richard, followed by the Dixie Chicks and Goodbye Earl, because Earl had to die. And then it was another excerpt from Dare, the Getting Christine's Beads. And we finished things off with Bad Company and Shooting Star. And the message of that song is certainly alcohol and pills don't mix. They can kill you very effectively. So the next set, I'm going to play you the entire first side of Rush's epic 1976 album 2112. Yes, the 2112 suite. And there's a story behind it. The story is, in the year 2112, the world is controlled by these priests. It's a different world from the world today. Some big disaster came and society completely got changed. But these priests of the temples of Syrinx control every facet of life. And a man discovers an ancient guitar and he learns to make his own music with it. And believing he's made a wonderful discovery that will be a boon to his fellow humans, he brings the guitar to the priests of the temple of Syrinx, and they angrily destroy it, and they rebuke him for unearthing one of the silly whims that caused the collapse of the previous civilization. So this guy goes into hiding, and he dreams of a world before the Solar Federation, and when he wakes up, he's incredibly distraught and commits suicide. And as he dies, there's another planetary battle that begins. And it results in this kind of ambiguous ending. Attention, all planets of the Solar Federation, we have assumed control. And if you dig down deep enough, like, you know, you research this, that spoken section was created by Geddy Lee, the bassist, and Alex Lifeson, the guitarist. And they were reportedly just messing around with a tape recorder. And on the on this television series, Classic Albums, where they talked about 2112 and the moving pictures albums, Neil Peart confirmed that he intended the ending of 2112 to actually be happy as the people of the Solar Federation are liberated. And originally, Peart credited the genius of Ayn Rand on the liner notes. Ayn Rand was a Russian-born Jewish-American novelist and inventor of the philosophy of objectivism. And she wrote a bunch of books and a novella titled Anthem, which the plot is very similar to 2112. And Peart added that credit to avoid any legal action from Rand, but he was quite insistent he's nobody's disciple. Ayn Rand was a kind of decisive figure. A lot of people, particularly college-age people would read her, and as I was, and believe that this objectivism philosophy was just really nailing things, a kind of libertarianism and the heroes that she created in literature. But these days, I kind of reject what exactly she was saying. As I began to study philosophy more, I realized there were some big holes in this objectivism. And then the other thing that I did want to mention, well, no, let's just get going. Let's get going right now with this Rush epic, The Whole Side. The Whole Side of 2112. Here for you now. WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sad heart and joyously scream. fitful sleep. Escape to realms beyond the night. Dream, can't you show me light?
Thank you.
And that was Rush's epic 2112 suite. The overture, the Temples of Syrinx discovery presentation. And the grand finale. Backing me up right now is Anton Dvorak, our featured ambiance artist, with the Concerto for Cello and Orchestra, the Adagio. So, one thought in that 2112 was discovering, the man discovering an ancient guitar and learning how to play it. And last week, 2 weeks ago here, I've been ripping some CDs that in our world music collection that I hadn't yet and I discovered. And there's one from Burmese Music. And I discovered this absolutely fascinating notion of what they did when the British came in the 18th century. And they brought with them these Western pianos. And the Burmese musicians were fascinated by them, and they began to adapt the Western piano into the Burmese traditional music. And they experimented with changing the tuning and a bunch of other things, and gradually they adapted it. And this form of traditional Burmese music with a Western piano, I'm finding quite fascinating. I just love the idea of people from one culture taking a musical instrument from a completely different culture and using it to render their own traditional music in, like, you know, new ways. Or even more particular, taking that and their existing music traditions and creating new kinds of, well, as I told Andres, new kinds of audio sonic delights, as he'll be bringing us here at 11 p.m. So, the next set, it's relatively short, and it's going to start off with a Queen song. And Brian May of Queen is probably the most scientifically accomplished rock and roll star. And this acoustic song of his, written and sung by him, is about some colonists who go off to a faraway star system to colonize it. And when they return, everyone they know is gone. Because in Einstein's theory of relativity, when you go and you travel near the speed of light, time slows down for the people on the ship. And we'll see if we get to the New Order song that follows about a soldier who gets some love vigilantes. He gets some orders to go back to his wife and family, but when he returns, he finds out he's actually a ghost. So let's get going with that for you right now. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, 39 by Queen and Brian May. Listen to the lyrics.
Cry. Don't you hear my call? Though you're many years away, don't you hear me calling you? Write your letters in the sand for the day I take your hand in the land that our grandchildren knew. Thank you.
still ahead, pity me.
During spring recess, I made a visit to Boston, staying with John for the weekend. Friday night, we got drunk together. Late the following morning, I put the beads in my pocket and took a train headed into the city. I got off at the suburban station that was 2 miles from where Christine lived. I clutched a note in my hand. Here are the beads. You no longer have the love that is necessary for me to keep them. I knew Christine left for work sometime after 12 p.m., and I wasn't sure if Philip was spending the holiday with her. Wishing to avoid an awkward situation with either him or Christine's roommate, I had decided to go around to the back of the house where she lived and softly climb the stairs to her apartment. I would put the beads around the doorknob and leave the note on the floor. I walked decisively along the route Christine and I had once taken together. As I neared the house, I saw a girl marching away on the other side of the street. She wore black stockings and a dark wool coat. From the 100 feet that separated us, she looked back at me. It was Christine. She didn't seem to recognize me. I remembered that she had lost her contact lenses several months ago and couldn't, at the time, afford a new set. She came to the corner and I quickly crossed the street. I walked in Christine's footsteps, barely inches behind her. I took the necklace from my pocket and held it up with one hand. The beads brushed up against the back of her head, and she became aware of being touched. As I let them fall around her shoulders, I caught a glimpse of her scowling face. Her cheeks were blushed by an allergy. I turned around and walked away.
No, it's good.
And it was just there.
I'll get it.
Sit down.
Hello? Hold on.
Hey, get back in there and finish your dinner. I mean it, Chetty, now. What is it, honey?
It's for Dad.
Give me it. Hello? No. No, he's not. No, he's not here. No, thank you. Listen, he hasn't been with us for over a year, okay? It's hard enough without you people calling around here trying to stir him up. That was my daughter you just asked about her today. And all for a sale? I wish he was here. He'd pull you through the phone by your...
On November 25th, Vladimir Meckel was killed by a drunk driver leaving behind 2 children and a beloved wife. Drinking and driving is a crime that kills abruptly, but the pain lasts forever. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
For my country, I would die, and I will see it soon.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. Our theme this evening has been stories featuring Rush. And in the last set, we started off with a song by the smartest man in rock and roll. No, I won't say that exactly, but Brian May of Queen has a PhD in astrophysics, and he wrote that song. There's a couple of ways to interpret it, 39 on a Night at the Opera, but one is that it's about a bunch of people who go off into outer space to colonize a planet, and because of Einstein's theory of relativity and time dilation, they come back to Earth ultimately younger, and everybody they know has died. A pretty cool rock and roll lyric, isn't that? And then I had the conclusion of giving Christine's beads back to her, and then we had a really scary public service message about the death of Vladimir Menkel due to a drunk driver. And then we heard a little bit of New Order's Love Vigilantes,